Deutsche Welle. Learning by ear. Listen up. Shape your future.
Hello and welcome to Learning by Ear's special series that takes a look at the environment. On today's program, we'll be talking about Africa's dependence on firewood and the devastating effects the demand for charcoal is having on the continent's forests. And coming up in today's Radio Novella, we'll tell you about the alternatives that are available. Did you know that it is possible to cook a meal using the heat and light of the sun? We'll also take a look at how the destruction of our forests is changing climate patterns. And we'll hear how tropical forests act as giant water-absorbing sponges. But take the trees away, and very quickly the land will become a dry, arid desert. Stay tuned.
Hello, Mama.
Well, Moses, don't just sit there, my boy. Help me with this wood. Oh, God. I'm too old to be carrying firewood so far. Every day. Soon my body will break.
How far do you walk, Mrs. Tequila?
It's too far. Over the hill behind the house.
Does it take long?
1 hour in each direction. Gladys, can you imagine 2 hours of your day just to collect firewood for cooking? I hope that when you girls are older, there will be electricity in each house and modern ovens will be affordable. Who wants some tea?
Mama, I remember when I was a young boy, you never went for long when you collected the wood. Maybe 30 minutes.
That's because it was easy to find wood. All around the house were trees and small shrubs.
And there was a forest above us on that hill.
Isn't the forest there any longer, Mrs. Tukula?
Not any longer, Gladys. About 5 years ago, it was cleared to make way for a new farm. Now all you find there are grazing cattle.
It's the same where we live. There used to be trees everywhere, but gradually they have disappeared. It got worse when some of the local women were encouraged to make charcoal to earn a small income.
I heard at school that in sub-Saharan Africa, more wood is used for firewood and charcoal per person than in any other region in the world.
Hey. It's not good.
But why do we use so much compared to others?
Because we're so reliant on wood as a source of energy.
And what's more, Gladys, populations across our continent are rising so quickly. And that means we're all competing for the same resources. It's no wonder, Mrs. Tequila, that we're having to walk so far for our wood. There's just not enough for everyone.
Imagine if we all had electricity. There'd be no need for women to spend hours every day collecting wood. They could just use their time to earn money instead.
And every young girl could go to school. So many have to help their mothers instead.
And Monica, you know what else is different now? The weather. I've lived here all my life, and I remember as a little girl, we used to get very distinct rainy seasons.
My mother says the same.
And as a result, we knew exactly when to plant our crops and exactly when we would be harvesting, to the day. Now we have no idea. You can plant your seeds and the next day they are washed away by rain. I don't understand it.
Let's go for a walk. I want to show you guys where the forest used to be. You see the soil now? It used to be a deep red color. It looks so rich. Now it's turning to dust. Oh, good afternoon, sir.
Hello. My name is James. I work for a local conservation organization.
Ah, nice to meet you, Mr. James. My name is Moses.
I'm Gladys.
I'm Monica.
So, what brings you here?
We are trying to encourage people to stop using firewood for cooking.
We were just talking about the deforestation in our area.
It's bad, isn't it? These hills are now so heavily farmed. And of course, there's the need for firewood.
But why is the soil so dusty now?
You see, tree roots help to anchor the rich topsoil in place. Remove the forest and there is nothing to hold the soil together. When it rains, the topsoil is simply washed down the hillside. What's left behind isn't so fertile.
And Mrs. Tekula, that's Moses' mother, was just telling us that the rain pattern is changing.
But why would that be so?
Well, forests act as giant sponges. When it rains, they absorb the water. Some of this water then evaporates back into the air through a process known as transpiration. This causes rain clouds to form and more rain falls again.
So what alternatives are there?
Well, Gladys, there are several alternatives, even for those without electricity.
Like?
Well, the first is just an adapted stove that still burns firewood.
So that's no improvement then, is it?
Well, yes and no. They still require wood, but they are far more efficient than an open fire. In fact, we believe some designs are 50% more efficient. In other words, you only need half as much wood each week.
And the other alternatives?
Let me show you. I have one in the back of the Land Rover.
What is that?
This, Monica, is what we call a solar cooker.
A what?
It's a device which only uses sunlight to cook. Because they use no fuel, they cost nothing to run and they help slow deforestation.
It looks like some contraption from outer space.
There are, in fact, several different types of solar cookers, but they are all based on the same idea. And that is, you cook your food with the sun's heat and light only.
Ah!
This particular one is called a panel cooker. The panels concentrate the light and heat from the sun into a small cooking area. In this cooking area, you place a small dark pan.
And does it cook food like a normal fire or oven?
Well, it can typically withstand temperatures of up to 150 degrees Celsius without melting.
Oh.
This isn't as hot as a conventional oven, but it is still hot enough to cook food over a longer period of time.
I have to say, I'm not too sure what my mother will make of it.
Well, let's go and find out.
Did you know?
Wussten Sie schon?
Kochen san?
Unajua kwamba?
Le saviez-vous?
Did you know that rainforests act as giant sponges? They soak up the rainfall brought by tropical storms while anchoring the soils and releasing water at regular intervals. In a sense, they act as reservoirs of water. Rainforests lie along the Earth's equator, forming a ring around the planet. They receive a huge amount of rainfall, at least 200 centimetres a year, and in some areas, as much as 1,000 centimetres. Remarkably, rainforests generate their own rain. In fact, as much as 75% of the rain that falls over the rainforests is self-generated. Here's how. When rain falls over rainforests, very little actually reaches the forest floor. The rain is almost entirely intercepted by the forest canopy. Some of this water is used by the trees. Some is returned to the soil and eventually rivers and streams. But in tropical forests, as much as 50% is released back into the air through a process called transpiration. This is why rainforests are such humid places. This water then forms rain clouds and falls back as rain. So what happens when the forest is cut down? Well, there's less moisture released back into the atmosphere. As a result, fewer rain clouds form, and there is a decline in rainfall. If rain stops falling altogether, then within a few years, an area can become arid, with the strong tropical sun baking down on the scrubland. The forests of Africa cover an area of more than 500 million hectares and constitute some 17% of the world's forest. But this is just a fraction of what once existed. In West Africa, for example, 90% of the region's original forest has been destroyed. Tropical rainforests are the most biodiverse ecosystem on the planet, but the flora and fauna depend on the water that is stored by the forest. Take away the forest and the reservoir runs dry.
And that's all for today's Learning by Ear special environment focus on firewood and deforestation, written by Richard Locke. So take note and remember that our forests are more than just a source of firewood. They are invaluable ecosystems and an integral part of the water cycle. Thanks for being with us. If you want to hear the program again or tell friends about it, go to our website at www.dw-world.de/lbe. Goodbye.